Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about, in this last few moments, or the wisdom moment after this, about sleeper cells. You know, sleeper cells, when you think about them, that particular statement became popular with Al-Qaeda and different Russian spy agencies. And of course, we probably have sleeper cells as well as other areas. But it's people that just live amongst you that go to school with your kids and have a house beside you. And they're waiting for a moment where they get a phone call from Putin, or they get a phone call from, you know, the president of Iran. And all of a sudden they kick into a different mode. All of a sudden they're no longer, you know, your neighbor or whatever, but
sleeping anymore.
They're not sleeping anymore. They wake up and they're called sleeper cells. And then all of a sudden they do something. As a matter of fact, I think there was a sleeper cell in your neighborhood in New Jersey. Remember that?
Less than 6 minutes away.
Less than 6 minutes away. And they caught them before they woke up. They caught them before they woke up. And a sleeper cell is somebody that means to do somebody or something harm, but they're just kind of hiding. It's sort of like a virus in your body, you know, waiting for something to kick it off. Mm-hmm. And of course, no matter whether it's a physical harm or what, it's all based on spiritual things, because Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and principalities and powers and evil things. And even if it's people, for example, that are going to be activated as a sleeper cell, they're driven by an evil spirit wanting to do evil or harm. But the truth is, there's a lot of sleeper cells in the church. There's a lot of sleeper cells of people who, you know, they go to, they listen to the teachings with you. They go have dinner with you. Maybe they dress like you. They go to the little functions like you and all these different stuff. But all of a sudden, out the middle of nowhere, they are activated. And it's like, you're trying to kill this. What are you trying to kill? This is what are you trying to do? Why are you talking about the pastor that way? Why are you talking? Where's this coming from? And because that we're sinners saved by grace, we got to be very careful that that we ourselves don't become sleeper cells that are basically a lethargic sleeping church. And how, you know, sleeper cells. I mean, think about with you know, staying, you want to stay rightly related and connected, and you want to stay on the front lines of fighting. There's no sleeper cells when you're in a war. You're fighting side by side, you know, with your fellow soldier. You're in the same foxhole. You're fighting the same enemy, and you're kind of safe in those concepts. But the people that stay off the front lines, the ones who criticize those who are fighting the good fight of faith, that are out trying to do what God's called them to do, in that midst of that, that's very dangerous that you can become a sleeper cell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think about, you know, there was a moment where Peter was a sleeper cell. Yeah, the plans of God was being unfolded. Jesus was obeying everything that the Father told him to do. He was about to go to Jerusalem for the next aspect of it. And suddenly, you know, suddenly Peter began to say, don't go to Jerusalem. And Jesus said, you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. I was like, where did that come from? It was such a powerful hit that Jesus said, you almost changed God's plans on earth.
Hmm.
That's huge. That's totally huge. And there's so many sleeper cells. There's people that hang out with believers, that dress like believers, act like believers, sing songs as believers, but they're not. They're like sleeper cells. And I remember I've been in a lot of different businesses in my past, and there's some people that just got in the business because they wanted the social life. They wanted to be a hang around people. And it's like, go sell something. Well, you know, I'm like, why are you even, if you're not making money, why would you want to even be here? And they like the social life. There's people that just like hanging around. But when it comes time to it, as Jesus said, there'll be a time when everybody will be separated like wheat and weeds and wheat. There'll be a time when it's like sheep and goats. There'll be a separation of the sleeper cells, you know, and the ones that aren't. But understand that you got to guard yourself and don't be shocked when all of a sudden a neighbor of yours starts saying, and being used by the adversary to stop or destroy what's going on. And I'm telling you, you'll be blown away if you don't catch this and realize this. And Jesus, you know, knew that Satan was attempting him not to do the Father's will, but maybe you wouldn't know it. Maybe you'll just turn the whole ship. Maybe you'll change the direction of your life, not realizing that has to be because these people were my neighbors. They have to be good people. They have to be good people because they go to the same schools that we go to. They go to the same church gatherings we go to. It's like, no, if that's not what God says, that's a sleeper cell. And we're going to talk more about that, but I really believe you're going to see those start popping up in the church culture as God begins to move in this day. And you're going to see if we don't pay attention, you know, we could turn the whole thing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.